This is David G, and welcome to today's meditation. When we forgive, we free ourselves from the ties that bind us to the one that hurt us. So let's get comfortable. Let's find a place to sit or lie down. Gently allow our eyes to float closed. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And continue to follow your breath in and out. There are three types of forgiveness. First is forgiving ourselves. Second is forgiving others. And third is asking for forgiveness. This first aspect of forgiving ourselves is the most powerful, because from that space, we can step forward and have greater compassion in forgiving others for what we may perceive as their transgression against us. So in your mind's eye, connect to something that you have been blaming yourself for, something that you've been wishing you could undo. It's in that long list of woulda, coulda, shouldas. And in this moment, let's start the process of forgiveness simply by giving ourselves permission to forgive ourselves for something we said or something we did. You may think this transgression is so horrible, but if right now you ask yourself, if the exact same situation unfolded before me, would I treat it differently? Would I say something else? Would I do something else? Then you are ripe for your self-forgiveness. The key to self-forgiveness is always in whether we would make a more conscious choice the second time around. And although that act, that deed, that conversation is carved in stone and perhaps cannot be undone, our willingness to make a more conscious choice is the key to liberation. So right now, knowing we would choose more wisely, we would speak more impeccably, we would do something else than what we've done. Let's give ourselves permission to start the process of forgiveness, self-forgiveness. This may include an apology to someone else. And if you can muster the courage to make amends, to confront the truth, and apologize for your actions, sharing with someone that you would indeed act differently, coming from a higher state of consciousness, then that's the best that you can start with. That's a liberation. That's a release. So let's sit with that. The fact that we are pure and perfect and whole at our core. And sometimes, often, in this physical plane of existence, we say and do things that are not nourishing, that hurt others, and that hurt ourselves. It is with the power of our self-forgiveness that we can be inspired, motivated, dig deep to awaken our courage and face the next moment with greater grace and greater ease. You are whole. And although you are perfect, you are human. Open to flaws, errors, mistakes in judgment. But we must always remind ourselves that when we speak, when we act, we are coming from our highest state of consciousness at that moment. If we can make the commitment to better ourselves in each moment, to make better choices, to make more nourishing decisions, to speak more impeccably, and to act more lovingly, then our lives will unfold with deeper understanding. And we can put our past actions, which were not so nourishing, behind us by stepping into new, nourishing actions. Let's feel the shift take hold inside us right now. Let's give ourselves permission to be our most divine self, to be our best versions, to come from a place of stillness and silence, and then perform more conscious actions. Just keep breathing as you give yourself permission to allow your best version to shine forth. And repeat out loud with me, I forgive myself. And now whisper it, I forgive myself. And now repeat it silently. And let's take a long, slow, deep breath in together. Let's release all of the grief, all of the pain, all of the sadness regarding what we've been holding on to that no longer serves us, and let it go. And now let's take it deeper. We use the mantra Yogastha Kuru Karmani. Yogastha Kuru Karmani. Establish yourself in the present moment and then perform action, because that allows us to show up less conditioned, less constricted, less knee-jerk, less reflexive, and more reflective and purposeful and nourishing. Yogastha Kuru Karmani. We'll repeat that silently to ourselves as our meditation, and you'll drift away to thoughts or sounds or physical sensations. And when you become aware that you've drifted away, ever so gently drift back to Yogastha Kuru Karmani. I'll watch the time, and when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Yogastha, Guru, Karmani. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now let's seal this meditation. Let's seal our self-forgiveness by chanting Om, heralding the oneness of the universe and celebrating our wholeness. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You could look around at those who you share this collective consciousness with, this global self-forgiveness. And now that we're a little bit lighter, a little bit more open, a little bit cleaner, we can flow through life with a little more compassion. Self-compassion is the starting point for all compassion. So this week, this month, every day for all the days of your life, know that you can summon and awaken your compassion for others by first forgiving yourself. And just remind yourself each time you repeat Yogastha, Guru, Karmani, that you are indeed the universe. Aham Brahmasmi, baby. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Wishing you bliss and forgiveness. I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.